I'm so excited. I've got to share this. So, I have my 2 week summer vacation now. I broke up today, and we go away every year with our daughter and our son-in-law and our grandchildren. And I purposely booked 2 weeks this year because when you're with them for a whole week, it's not a vacation. They're 7 and 3, so it's hard work. And I do the mornings because I'm up very, very early. So I try to get up early and sit and have a coffee and pray and before they wake up. And then I'll do them breakfast and I get them ready. And then usually Lawrence and Leanne and Nick, they all start rising as well. And then we plan our day. Well, 7 days of that is exhausting. So I went to God and I said, God, you know, and we're not going to Swanage, which is heartbreaking for me. Leanne's decided we're going to a different part, which is about half an hour from Swanage. So we're not, it's not too far, but it's got like a little clubhouse on a night, and Maya loves all the dancing, and she's 7 now, so she, you know. And they have characters that they get up and dance with and all this. So it's not really mine and Lawrence's scene, but I can't wait. If I can get a picture of Lawrence with the camp mascot, I will definitely send it to you all. But so I said to God, you know, I really want another week at Swanage. And about 2 months ago, I started looking. And what with COVID and everything else, people are just ripping you off. £1,000 for September. Even though all the children are back at school, it was £1,000 or £1,200. And it's just ridiculous. I just wouldn't even entertain it. So I've gone to God and I said, God, this isn't good enough, you know. And the more I kept clicking on the site, there one came up for like £600. So I click on it and it was gone. And then the next day I try again. And, you know, all the high-priced ones were still there. I think there was one there for like £1,800 in September. It's never heard of. They're usually about £300 or £400 for the week, in like once the children go back to school. So then I spoke with Carl, and Carl said, well, if you can get one, Mum, you know, me and Carly have come down. We'll do like £300 or £400. We'll help towards it. And I'm still looking and I'm still believing. I'm saying, you know, God, I know that when I come to you with my heart's desires, you always come through. And I'm going to Lawrence and Lawrence is saying, no, Kim, 1 week. That's all we're doing. We're doing 1 week. And I go, okay. And then I go in the bedroom. I go, no, God, 2 weeks. I'm going for 2 weeks. And then the next night, I'd say to Lawrence, love, look, I found one. He said, oh, how much is that? I said, 700. No, love, we're doing 1 week. And I'm battling. It's like I'm battling between me and Lawrence at the moment, right? So then I go back in the bedroom and I go, okay, God, work on him. You've got to really work on him. You know, I want this extra week with Lawrence. I mean, he'll still do all what he does, but the fact that I can just sit and chill, and the weather's supposed to be beautiful, you know, I'd be quite happy sat in a deck chair on my own on the beach, you know, go for a swim, come back out. Lawrence can do whatever he wants, you know, he can take phone calls, he can take one-on-ones. I would be blessed just to be sat in the sun doing nothing. And then yesterday, I'm driving home from work. And don't forget, we go tomorrow. So we're really narrow now. We're like Wednesday, and then we go on Friday. So I'm saying, come on, God, because, you know, I need to have this in place before we leave on Friday. You know, so I go on the site. It's called Caravans for Hire. And this lady's got one up. But we're going Friday to Friday. And she had a caravan up for £600 Saturday to Saturday. This is no good. Because where do I go Friday night? And I'm going, it's okay, God, I'll sleep in the car. I'll sleep in the car Friday night and then be at the caravan on Saturday. So I go to Lawrence and I say, Lawrence, I found this. He went, no, love, 1 week. And I'm going, okay, but I promise you, you can do whatever you want. You can take as many phone calls, as do all your one-on-ones. We can still do the Zoom and everything else. Nothing could change. Which he said, he'll do that this week. And anyway, so he said, well, love, no, not 600, no way. He said, hang on. And now it's clicking in his head that we are going with Leanne Friday to Friday. And the caravan is Saturday to Saturday. So he said, we go this Friday till next Friday, but the caravan's not till the Saturday, so what do we do Friday night? I said, we could just sleep in the... No, love, 1 week. 1 week. So anyway, I said, well, let me just ring her and see what she says. So I ring her up, and... first of all, we started looking at hotels for the Friday night. Well, that was ridiculous. They were like £240 for one night. And so I said, well, okay, we won't worry about that. But let's just concentrate on the caravan first, because I know if God gives us that caravan, we will get somewhere to sleep on the Friday night. And even if we don't, we can snuggle up in the new car. We got our duvets, we got our pillows. He said, love, we're up in our standards, not lowering them. So anyway, I ring the lady. And the lady said, oh, no, sorry. She said, I don't think it's available Saturday to Saturday. She said, let me just check. So anyway, she goes away. And I'm looking at Lawrence, and Lawrence is going, 1 week, 1 week. And then she came back. She said, actually, no, there's been a mistake. She said, it's only available Saturday to Friday. I said, oh. Well, that's fine. I said, I don't mind. She said, and actually, the price is wrong. She said, it's £450, but you can have it for £400. If you give me a £100 deposit, she said, and send me your details, she said, then the caravan's yours. Well, I was jumping up and down. I was screaming. And Lawrence was like, I said 1 week. I said, yeah, but God said 2 weeks. God said 2 weeks. So, I'm just ecstatic. I know it's hard to explain, but Swanage holds so much memories and love. My grandparents used to take us there on our holidays with my mum and my dad. It was my dad's parents. And then I was little, just like Mael and Vinny are now. I was little, and we'd gone there every year for about 30 years. I mean, it just carried on and on and on. When my grandparents died, then I went with my children. So it's still, again, three generations. And now, you know, there's us there with our grandchildren. It seems bizarre, really. But it really made me think about God. And, you know, there's not a day goes by that I don't think about my children. You know, Carl, Leanne and Danny. Every morning I pray for them. You know, it's hard sometimes. You draw breath and you want to be breathing for them. You know, my heart and my love for my children is so enormous. And, you know, I still see them. Sometimes I have to apologize to Danny. We were at Swanage a couple of weeks ago. And I was, like, taking care of him like he was 6 years old. And I had to apologize because I said, I don't see you as being 31. I see you as my little boy, my baby. He's my last one. And I love him so much. He has got such a beautiful heart and his beautiful wife, Amber. But, you know, sometimes when you've been so close and that love and that connection that you have, it just really emphasizes that the love that God has for us. You know, that he gave his only begotten son. And it really does blow my mind, because I couldn't give Danny for you guys. I couldn't. It just wouldn't be, you know, I think about it quite deeply at times, you know, and just thinking that I'd have to give up my son for people that I didn't even know. And, you know, it just hurts. It really hurts. So I can only imagine how God, you know, in all his wonders and wisdom, and, you know, how hard it was for him to, you know, But he had a plan and he had a purpose. And that is that we all have Christ in us now. So, you know, just instead of Jesus Christ walking this earth, you know, one man on his own, you know, now there's millions of Christs walking this earth. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, you know, we do have to be real careful with that heart and that love that we have, especially first and foremost to God, but then to each other. You know, there shouldn't be all the nailing and backbiting and all the, you know, division, because obviously it's only the religion that's made the division. You know, religion is man-made. There's one God, you know, one true God, and he actually is head over all of the different religions. And it must hurt him at times too, where man has manipulated that word and changed it to, for it to mean what they want it to mean. But you know, God only designed it to be one thing, and that was that we love God and we love our neighbor, you know, and that's how we should be. So, you know, we should be extending our hands of love to each other and to the people outside, even if they're unbelievers. You know, there's no distinction, because I was an unbeliever once and I had questions, and it was Lawrence that spoke the word to me. So you never know who you're going to attract when you speak those fitly spoken words, you know, those heavenly words. It comes from God, and God knows exactly what that person needs to hear. So when we open our mouths, we are actually delivering the message for and on behalf of God. And he knows what that person's going through, what is hindering that person, what questions they have, and he can give us those words to speak. So, you know, I am very, very thankful that God answered my prayers, and that I have bigger faith than Lawrence. Because it came to pass, it really did. And see, it's not, we don't say what we say, what we want, not what we see. And Lawrence kept saying 1 week, but God was saying 2 weeks, because that second week I needed to rest. So I shall be definitely doing that. So our dogs are going on vacation to Sadie's. She has 4 boxer dogs now. She did have 5, but she's got 4. And ours just fit in lovely. She does it, and as she says, you know, if you've got 4, you can have 7 or 8. It doesn't matter to her, and she just loves them. So they've been going to her for a lot of years. So, you know, it's just a wonderful time, and Danny and Amber will take the dogs for us tomorrow. But I'm just really thankful that you guys had a wonderful faith and confession class that, you know, we were actually at Carl Morton's when that was recorded, and it was such a wonderful time. And, you know, God really showed that to Lawrence that morning when he was out on the step. And it's really changed our lives, you know, saying what we want. It really is. Like, even down to just having that extra week's vacation at a very, very good price, you know, and it didn't even cost Lawrence anything. Because the government thought it was such a great idea to give us an extra bonus for inflation. And so, thank you, government, because I spent it on my vacation. I didn't believe in the economy and everything else. You know, we got our lights on, we've got my tumble dryer going, my washing machine, everything's going here, and the lights are on, and God's taking care. So, you know, say what you want, not what you see. Walk with great love. Just remember how God really loves you guys, and whatever you desire when you pray, God will provide. Whatever, whatsoever, really, really he does. And you know, like I shared a couple of weeks ago, sometimes the timing, because I thought this should have happened 2 months ago. I mean, if it had have happened 2 months ago, we probably would have been paying 3 or 4 times the price that we paid now. So, but God kept telling me, you know, there's people that are so convinced of COVID right now that they're taking tests, and then they're ringing these companies and saying, oh, I can't have any holiday, I got COVID. You know, I've tested positive. And they're actually rejecting their holiday. So it just leaves all the doors open for us wonderful people, you know. God's just opening those doors for us. So whatever you want, whatever you desire, go to him in prayer and you will see it come to pass. You surely will. In his timing, not in ours. So bless your hearts.